But why did Denise Harper pick her out from the other similar applicants for the modelling course at the Academy?
I always look for personality, poise, good height, and very important, initiative, all of which Margaret has. You try to find, above all, a girl who you think will work and is not only in it for the money.
Naturally, when they've finished the course, it doesn't always mean automatically that they're set for stardom. Margaret occasionally gives classes at the Academy, and she told me why some girls just pack in the job.
Sometimes the work is too hard. Sometimes it's too scarce, and sometimes you have to push yourself too much. You've got to be a saleswoman to be a model. Just sitting back and thinking you're going to be cosseted is no good. You've got to go out there and get work. But once you've got it, okay, fine.
When work does come along, it could be pretty well anything.
Really, it's a different job every time. It might be TV advertisements, live advertising promotions, a photo session, anything.
I asked Margaret to give me some idea of a typical day in her life.
Oh, this is the fun thing about it, really. You've got no idea what you'll be doing tomorrow. Nothing's planned ahead. There's such a variety of ways of spending the day. There's a sort of wake up at 8 o'clock with the phone ringing day, and next minute you're off abroad somewhere, which is everybody's idea of modelling. Then other days you have to go round and sell yourself because you've got nothing on at all. Seeing photographers, magazines, newspapers, generally getting your face around.